Hi, thank you for calling Expedience Claims and Management. How may I help you?
Yes, I was on the phone reporting a claim with Alexa.
Alexa?
And she hung up.
Okay, give
yes,
me one yep. second and I can get her back.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. And your name?
Howard Alderman, A-L-D-E-R-M-A-N.
A-L-D-E-R-M-A-N. And I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.
Okay, give me one second. No, that's not it. Okay, I see it. Okay, so I can just finish it. I think she might have went to lunch. Alrighty, let me pull this back up. Okay, let me see where we left off.
She was taking the name of the owner of the damaged property.
Okay, and Okay, so it was damaged property and not a vehicle? Not two vehicles.
That is correct. Yes, your insured caused the damage.
Right. Okay, so I'm just trying to get the description of what happened. So our insured driver, they drove off the road. I'm not sure. Okay, so
that
what
is
happened?
Correct.
Drove off the road and drove into claimant's vehicle?
No, they drove off the road into claimant's property.
Into claimant's
and
property. Okay.
Apparently bogged down so badly that they had to call a flatbed tow truck to haul them out. They've left the property in disrepair, deep ruts, and that's why the claim is being filed.
Okay. All righty. So I'm getting it. Okay. So I insured they were driving and they drove off the road and drove into the claimant, which is your property, got stuck, and now there's significant damage to your property.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. It's my client's property. I'm the attorney.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Howard. Okay, so the client, okay, got stuck. And significant damage. Okay. Alrighty. We're going to change this. It's not two vehicles. It's a single vehicle. And okay, so the property, so it's the landscape, the landscaping?
Well, it's the property.
Just the property itself.
It's the property, yeah, it's the lawn.
And the owner of the property?
7531 Mount, MOUNT, Vista, VISTA, LLC.
Okay. So I have 7531.
Yeah. That's right.
Mount Vista.
MOUNT. LLC, Limited Liability Company.
Okay. Put this there. Alrighty, and do we have any information we want to put down for them? Address, email, phone number?
Well, unfortunately, the lot is vacant. It's an investment property.
Okay.
And it doesn't have, there's no improvement on it yet.
Okay.
So it doesn't have a physical street address. It sits between 7505 and 7521 Mount Vista. It's almost 2 acres in size.
Okay.
And they're certainly welcome. In fact, I would ask that they contact me.
Instead, okay.
And I'll be happy to meet them out there.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to leave it as contact attorney Howard. Armin. Put that there so they know to contact you. Okay. And so the damage, just so I can get the damage description, so what all is messed up? So I know you said there were, like, grooves and...
There are two very deep ruts.
Very deep.
That are significantly deep that he had to have... They called a flatbed tow truck to come and get him out. I mean, I have pictures that could be sent if you want that.
Yes. So when we finish and I get you the claim number and the adjuster's name and their information, you'll want to send it out to the adjuster.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm just going to write down, I'm just going to do a little description just so they know as well. So very deep roots and... Alrighty. And so the lost location, that's Old Landing Road in Kingsville, Maryland?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Put that there. Ready, save that. And was the police involved?
No, the next door neighbor went out and started taking pictures. The Amazon driver, she's a pretty 32-year-old blonde. The Amazon driver got out of his vehicle and started raising his middle finger at her, and she became frightened. So she took pictures and went back in the house.
Okay.
The police report was filed. The police report was filed yesterday. And I can get, well, the police, you know, what's it called here? This is the, well, they called it information exchange. Based on the observations of the investigator, a police report will be completed at some later point. They have assigned a case number to it.
Okay. So there is a case number, or they haven't assigned it yet?
There is, yes.
There is one.
Okay. I'm sorry?
You said there is
a case number
so far? Okay, so I can put that case number down,
okay.
Just so if they want to look at that as well while they're waiting on the police report. So I can take that number.
Okay. This is the Baltimore County, Maryland Police Department.
Okay, Baltimore County.
The case number.
Okay.
The case number is 242-350-128.
128. Okay, so I have 242-350-128.
That is correct.
And that was the Baltimore...
County, Maryland. Yes, ma'am. And it is the White Marsh Precinct, if that helps at all.
White Marsh Precinct. Okay, I'm going to put that down.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
White Marsh Precinct. Alrighty, so we have that. Let's Christmas. Right. And save this. And so there was a witness, the neighbor. Do we want to put down any information for her? Or
if the adjuster wants to talk to her, I can put him in touch with her.
Okay.
She's a little upset, by the way, this whole thing went down.
That it occurred, I understand. Alrighty. So it looks like I have everything I need to process this and get you your claim number and the adjuster's name and their information.
Okay, and if the adjuster has an email address, I'm happy to forward information to police information as well as photos and actual a map of how I can see the property.
Okay, so they do have
I've provided all of that.
Email. Yes, so I'll get all. Okay, so I have all of that information for you. When you're ready, I can give it to you.
Wait a minute. Let me get over here.
Yes, sir.
Trying to multitask here.
That's what we always have to do.
Go ahead.
Alrighty. Yeah. So that claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, -ORCA, which is ORCA, -24-05034.
5. So I've got X-ray Charlie -ORCA-24-05034.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then the adjuster who is going to be handling the claim, his name is Moses, first name Moses, and that's M-O-I-S-E-S. Last name is...
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, last name is, I'm going to say Otero. It's spelled O as in Oscar, T as in Tango, E as in Edward, R as in Romeo, O as in Oscar.
O-T-E-R-O. M-O-I-S-E-S-O-T-E-R-O, right?
Yes. And then his email address will be his first name, Moses, xclaims.claims.
Is that X is an X-ray?
Yes, sir.
Or is it EX?
No, X is an X-ray.
All right, so it's Moses Otero at X.
Claims.
I didn't get claims, C-L-A-I-M-S.
Dot.
Yes, X
claims. Claims again.
Claims plural.
Yes.
Okay.
And then his direct line is 267.
Yes.
296.
Yes.
8909.
Great. All right.
Okay. And would you like me to transfer you to Mr. Moses if he's available?
Sure. If you like to, I'd be happy to speak with him. Sure.
Oh. Okay, give me 1 second, Mr. Howard, and I'm going to see if I can get him on the line for you. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.